Freedom to Build Act seeks to reduce housing costs through regulatory reform. Texas Border Business, Washington, D.C., U.S. Representative Monica de la Cruz of Texas introduced the Freedom to Build Act, legislation aimed at lowering housing costs by eliminating what she called the bureaucrat tax, which she described as the hidden cost per new home caused by regulatory delays and red tape. According to de la Cruz, the Freedom to Build Act would direct the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development to establish a voluntary Freedom to Build designation for localities across the United States. Communities that adopt regulatory reforms and receive the designation would be given priority consideration for existing HUD housing grants. Government overregulation has created a hidden tax on new home builds, putting the American dream of homeownership out of reach for too many Texas families. My Freedom to Build Act changes that. By rewarding communities that make key reforms, we can lower costs for Texas families and ensure they can afford a place to call home, de la Cruz said. The legislation is supported by the National Association of Home Builders, the Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors. Housing affordability begins with housing supply, and communities need the tools and incentives to build more homes. Congresswoman de la Cruz's Freedom to Build Act recognizes that outdated regulations, lengthy approval processes, and unnecessary barriers can make it harder to deliver the housing Americans need. By encouraging local governments to modernize permitting and reduce obstacles to responsible development, this legislation helps create an environment where more homes can be built, costs can come down, and more families have the opportunity to achieve homeownership. The National Association of Realtors commends Congresswoman de la Cruz for her leadership on policies that address our nation's housing shortage and expand access to affordable housing, said Shannon McGann, Chief Advocacy Officer and Executive Vice President of the National Association of Realtors. Background. According to the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, the bureaucrat tax accounts for 24% of the cost of a new single-family home and 41% of the cost for multifamily housing. To address this extra cost, the Freedom to Build Act establishes a voluntary Freedom to Build designation, which is obtained by adopting key reform requirements, including removing regulations on construction materials, speeding up the approval process, and rolling back government mandates on what can be built, who can build it, and how it is built. Additionally, communities may receive the Freedom to Build designation by demonstrating strong results in housing supply growth and access to affordable housing.